nicotine pouches, other tobacco and nicotine products, they're addictive, have various health risks. So things that increase the price generally are good from a public health standpoint. Certainly cigarettes, no question about it. The health harms from cigarettes are off the charts. We see that in our hospital here. There are other products like nicotine pouches, which are lower exposure for sure. But we also, even some of our own research, we just had a national symposium we presented last month. Nicotine pouches are the second most common product used by kids. More young people are aware of nicotine pouches than older adults. And addiction itself is a harm by itself, even irrespective of physical harm. So bottom line, I think things that increase the price of addictive products, especially to young people, will have public health benefit. It's something that we support here at Roswell.
How tempting are these nicotine pouches compared to traditional tobacco products?
There's an array of products that are out there. We do see increased use with nicotine pouches in young people. They're relatively new products, just the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years have they really gained a foothold. National sales data show significant double-digit increases year over year. So, they're gaining foothold, I think, is evidenced by there being the second most common tobacco products in kids, more common than cigarettes, even, despite how new they are.
And how much of a deterrent would this tax be on younger kids, younger adults going into these nicotine patches as opposed to traditional smoking?
Higher prices. Higher prices are one of the most effective deterrents to using products. We see it here with inflation that's happening. So when oil goes up, gas goes up, people drive less. Well, the same happens with consumer goods like nicotine pouches or other tobacco products. Young people are especially price sensitive. So when prices go up, their consumption will really go down. They have less disposable income. They have less money to spend. So a price increase like this, it's 75% at the wholesale level. So it's not quite like a 75% increase from the current retail prices, but it would have a meaningful impact, a measurable impact, and result in thousands of fewer kids getting addicted to these products statewide.
How dangerous are these nicotine pouches as far as their health in addition to the addiction factor?
Yeah, so I think with nicotine pouches, you're looking at the addiction aspect. Nobody thinks kids getting addicted to anything is a good idea. And the addiction component is clearly there. We see that in the data. In terms of physical health risks, no question about it, nicotine pouches have significantly lower exposures to harmful chemicals. That doesn't mean that they're safe, but they're these lower exposures likely safer. The evidence on trying to quantify that is still emerging. So time will tell on that, but definitely lower exposure. But again, nicotine addiction itself is a health risk, and that's the price increase like this would help to mitigate that.